The study finds the abatement helped the city recover from the recession. Consultant Reginald Ross says a portion of the development taking place would not have happened without it.
It is also still clear that in terms of helping Philadelphia stay competitive with its peer groups, the abatement is still significant.
Nonetheless, the abatement is widely hated by many longtime residents. Just hours before the release, Councilwoman Helen Gimm introduced a bill to repeal the school district portion of the abatement and a resolution to study placing geographic limits on what qualifies for it.
Last year alone, the city and our schools forfeited over $40 million in tax revenue from the abatement.
The study finds eliminating the school district portion would yield an extra $2 million a year, but ultimately the city would begin to lose revenue because of development not taking place. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio,